and 5 major finals to study for, along with Christmas programs at school and at church, along with all the costumes needed because your child was picked to be Rudolph and the sheep. Then there's the shopping. Your son wants the new gaming system that can read his mind. Your daughter wants a new doll that you're going to have to make payments on. Your sister, she's emailed you 3 times asking you what you want for Christmas and asking why you haven't set up an Amazon wish list yet. Your husband, he thinks you should just get a new TV for Christmas or donate all the money to the orphanage in Cambodia. Then there's the secret Santa thing at work. And what is the white elephant thing anyway? The school sent home a note saying that half the students have strep throat, and your husband came home with a gallon of double extra strength cough medicine and a case of Kleenex. You're pretty sure that something was wrong with that last piece of fruit cake you ate. And your daughter, she's so stuffy, she looks and acts just like Rudolph. Christmas is at your parents' house this year, and your spouse's brother's place down south, and at your aunt's place on the lake. If the weather holds up and the kids sleep in the car, you just might make all 3. Oh, and you should swing by the office party, at least for a little while. Also, your friends are in town, so can you set aside a night of the week to do a special Christmas just with them? Oh, and can we do it at your house? Your boss needs you to complete that project before Christmas, even though he's going to be out of town until January. And you need a cover for your coworker since she spends Christmas in Hawaii every year. Also, none of your contractors will answer the phone after December 15th. Plus, you need to make that green bean dish that you're so good at for Christmas, and also the peppermint dish all the kids love for the other Christmas dinner, and something gluten-free for Uncle Dale, and a backup ham just in case your mom's oven goes on the blink again. Also, there's cookies to bake and carols at the church this Saturday. Everyone needs to bring 2 presents and food for the food pantry, by the way. Oh, and don't forget, Jesus is the reason for the season, right? Merry Christmas.
Don't change the dial, kids. Coming up next,
Fact or Fiction, the Christmas Edition.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'll guarantee we'll have some fun. Now, kids, let's review what is false and what is true.
Fact, what is true? Fiction is pretend.
Yes, that's correct. Let me hear it once again.
Fact, what is true? Fiction is pretend.
Yes, I think you've got it. We're ready to begin. I wonder who will win.
Hear the shepherds talk about the stars.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Fact or Fiction, the Christmas edition, a holiday hit that's sure to please. As most of you know, We started this annual tradition several years ago. It's our community's way of making sure our children know the true facts of Christmas. All week, our local schools have been competing, and it's down to the final two teams. It's going to be an exciting night, and it's sure to make you guys merry and bright. Are you ready to begin? Let's meet our teams. Gentlemen, here's our first team. They're the Soaring Eagles. Please welcome them with me.
Meet and greet the Soaring Eagles. La 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 la, la la la, soar!
Hey, I'm Anthony Ramona. The cheeks all over my head.
And his motorcycle and the jacket he wears.
Knock, knock, swimming. I'm the class clown.
He puts all his stitches. He loves to joke around.
I'm Savannah Dipinson. I was born in Indiana. I'm in a tipsy feeling, just to beware.
100 words a minute. Oh, please come up for air.
I'm just so excited and delighted. I want you to know that I care.
Stop!
Okay, we've met Savannah the talker, cool cat Anthony Ramona, Jimmy the class clown, and Mia who's painfully shy. Welcome the Eagles!
Let's meet our Christmas Eagles.
Let's meet them now.
They made it to the final round. We're proud.
Let's meet our Christmas Eagles and let the games begin. The Lions, the Eagles. Who's gonna win?
Now getting back to business, let's meet our second team. They're the Roaring Lions. Please welcome them with me.
Meet and greet the Roaring Lions. La 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 la, la la la, roar!
My name is Randall, a genius and I'm smart.
His acorn is the highest, his scores are off the charts.
Hip, hip, whatever, I'm Joy.
She's a lion cheerleader.
Keep down the noise. The class president.
She'll represent us at every event.
What up? I'm Zach,
the skateboarding dude.
What's he doing here? We don't have a clue.
Hey, chill out. You might be surprised. I could be the one to get us the prize.
We've met Randall, the genius. Joy, the nonchalant cheerleader. Hillary Ann, the class president. And Zach, that skateboarding dude. Welcome the Lions!
Roaring Eagles, roaring Lions. La 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 la, la la, soar, roar!
Alright, so we've met our teams. Let's hear...
Excuse me, Mr. Blink. Can I give a shout-out to my mom and dad? I'm going to make you proud tonight. You'll see.
My parents couldn't make it. They both had to work.
I wish I could say that. When the factory closed 6 months ago, both my parents lost their jobs. That's why I want to win this.
Well, welcome, Mr. and Mrs. Zach. Glad you could join us. Now, I'm all sure you want to hear about our fabulous prizes. So take it away, Holly and Ivy.
Thanks, Link. Once again, our schools will be competing for a scrumptious dinner provided by Sugar Plum Farms. Our sponsors are the entire school and their families. So let's welcome the Soaring Eagles from Eagles Nest Elementary in Green and the Roaring Lions from Riverdale Academy in Red. Back to you, Blink.
Well, Well, thank you, girls. Now, let me explain the rules. I will ask a question that our mayor, the judge, has selected. If any of the contestants knows the answer, immediately ring the team's buzzer.
The correct... Wait. You may discuss your answers briefly.
And I do mean briefly.
With your teammates and give your final team's answer. If your answer is correct, you receive 10 points. If it's incorrect, you hear this sound. And you lose 5 points.
The question will then go to the opposing team. Once again, let me make it clear. The correct answers are not based on...
public opinion, popular beliefs...
but what are the...
true facts that are found in the Word of God.
Exactly. Where in the Bible is the Christmas story?
Mark 2.
2. It's Luke 2.
Zach, you realize you gave the Eagles the answer?
But Randall was supposed to ask the team. I totally knew that one.
I'm sorry. Mark 2 is fiction. Incorrect. Eagles?
Luke 2!
Question. Where in the Bible is the verse, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet"?
Whoa, Ephesians 3:15.
I'm sorry, incorrect verse. But Tony, remember you were to consult your team. It goes to the...
Psalm 119:105. Facts.
Facts.
Correct. Score. Zach, you were supposed to consult your team.
I know, Prez, but it's 10 points for the Lions. Yes!
Back to the game. Our next question, how many times does the Bible tell us not to be afraid?
Team Huddle. Let's consult, they said to the shepherd guys.
Ooh, they said to Joseph too. I remember, it was a dream. Don't be afraid, they said. Don't be afraid, Joseph. I'm sure that...
Whoa, Savannah, me got something to say. What was that, Mia? What was that again?
She said Mary. I read lips. She said Mary.
Shepherds, Joseph, Mary, 3. They said don't be afraid 3 times.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Yes, it was said to Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, but the question was, how many times in the entire Bible, not just the Christmas story? Eagles, you're down 5 points. It goes to the Lions.
Watch this. I got it. 365 times.
Correct. Back. 10 points.
Booyah.
Zach, you're on a roll.
Hey, I'm just getting started.
Whoa, dude, how did you do that?
Good guess.
I knew it, too. There's one scripture for every day that I'm afraid.
You are afraid 365 days a year? Whoa.
Well, it's not like you're always afraid. You could leave here off.
I cracked myself up.
Mia, don't you remember when we learned about Moses? He had a hard time speaking, but God said, I'll be with you.
Mia, don't you know when you're doing what the Lord wants you to do? You don't never, ever, no, no, never have to be afraid. Never!
Gentlemen, let's all give Mighty Mia a hand. Way to go, brave girl. All right, so at the end of the first round, it's Lions 15 and our Soaring Eagles at, well, it's zero.
Aww. I was so sure we would have scored some points by now. Really, really sure. I mean, it's dizzy and I'm feeling dizzy.
All right, back. Let's focus. Back to the game. Fact or fiction, round two. Finish this verse. John 8:12. Jesus said, I am the...
The way, the truth, the life. The way...
Really? That's so wrong, bro. You should have asked me.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. But John 8:12 says that...
Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light of the world.
Correct. It's a fact.
Yes, Mia, we did it. That's 10 points for the Eagles.
That's right. 10 points for the Eagles.
Yippee!
Jesus is the light of the world. Next question. Give me a verse that tells us to let our light shine for Jesus.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16.
Correct.
The Mighty Mia has gotten the idea.
Yes, Mia, we got 20 points. We did it. That's 20 points for the Eagles. The game is on. We are so out of the red. Red is so not my color.
Savannah!
Shh, Amundo.
I'm just so happy. Can't you see I'm so happy?
Let your light shine.
So they can see.
Not here. Not knock.
Who's there?
Shh.
Shh. Who?
Shh.
You. Now shush up and shine.
Okay, next question. The miracle of Christmas is that the God of creation humbled himself and entered our world to be with us. And we know this to be true because in John 1, we read, the Word became...
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14.
True. It is. 10 points.
Consult your teammate, Zach.
I know, but I'm just trying to get us ahead, Prez.
Our next question, the turning point of history and time, is that it's reflected in the letters B.C. and A.D. What do they stand for?
B.C., before Christ, and A.D. is an abbreviation for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of our Lord.
Correct. It's a fact.
Whoa, dude, how did you do that?
How does he know all this stuff? I mean, really, who knows all this stuff?
Zach, your parents must be so proud of you. Why, you've scored every single point for your team tonight.
I don't care if you're answering everything correctly. Consult your teammates.
When did you get... I'm supposed to be a genius here. When did you get so smart?
Okay, Lions. Why don't you talk amongst yourselves and work things out? Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus did change the world whenever he stepped into time. It's true. 2,000 years ago, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Upon a time in a faraway land, there was a boy and girl chosen by God's hand. Mary and Joseph were servants of the king. They were highly favored indeed. But Jesus soon appeared, do not be afraid. You will have a child.
Let's review the scores. It's Eagles 20, and the Lions are now roaring ahead at 30.
Yes.
Raw.
Raw? What was that? That didn't sound very joyful, Joy.
Sorry. Raw. Raw, raw. Is that better?
What's the matter with you, Joy? Shouldn't you be holly and jolly and cheering us on?
Speaking of Joy, that is the perfect opportunity to get into our next question. What is the good news of great joy that the angels said to the shepherds?
Oh, I know this. A Savior has been born. He is Christ Lord. Luke 2:11.
That's the good news of great joy.
Correct mundo.
Correct mundo indeed. That's 10 points for the Eagles. You now have 30 points. Next question. When the wise men saw the star, what did they do?
Joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
Fact. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Matthew 2:10.
Joy. That's what you're missing.
What are you talking about?
You got the pom-poms, but you're missing the Christmas spirit. The joy.
I know. I really am missing something.
The joy comes from knowing Jesus. I'm grateful because he's making me brave.
And I'm grateful because he's helping me shine.
I know he can make you joyful, Joy.
He sure can. And nothing makes the season even more special than for all of us to experience the real joy of Christmas. Jesus.
Exactly. Here's another question. What word of praise is the same in every single language around the world?
Word is Alleluia. It means praise the Lord.
It's true. The word is Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Time for our next question. One of our favorite Christmas verses is, For unto us a Savior's...
Unto us a Son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father...
Stop, Savannah. That isn't even the question. The question is, where's the verse found? And it is Isaiah 9:6.
That's a fact. 10 points for the Lions.
Why didn't he ask the question?
Here we go. We know that Mary, Joseph, shepherds, and the wise men had made room for Jesus. The question is, name people who did not make room for him.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Scrooge.
I could relate to him.
Well, that is a fictional character, not in the real Christmas story. -5 points.
Joy, what are you doing? Zip it, Zach. It's the Eagles' question now.
Eagles?
Herod and the innkeeper. They didn't make room.
That's a fact. 10 points for the Eagles. Let's all make room for the Lord of Lords to make room in each of our lives.
Lord, you are my king. You're seated on the throne, Lord of everything. Come make my heart your home. Renew my mind each morning. And all throughout the year, I want the world to see rain and me.
More.
Gentlemen, what an exciting night. Look at this. The Eagles and the Lions are all tied 45-45. In this last round, the top scorer from each team will compete.
That would be Mighty Me, who scored 3 times for her team. Come on down. And the boy Zachary, who scored 5 times for his team.
That would be Moi.
All right, so let me explain something. The judge has added new questions for this round.
Wait, new questions?
Holly and Ivy, are you ready?
Wait, new questions. Blink, can I consult with my team?
Oh, now he wants our help.
No, Zach, now you're on your own. Mia, ladies first.
Come on, Mia, you can do it.
Holly will ask our first set of questions.
Okay, Mia, we cover a lot of important facts about Christmas. In your own words, tell us what you believe about Christmas.
I believe every single word of the Bible. Jesus is God's son.
And now tell us why Jesus came to earth.
He came to earth to die on a cross so he could pay for my sins.
Third question, has he changed you?
Well, with Jesus by my side, I'm braver and I want to let others know about him.
Finally, what is your relationship with him?
Well, ever since I've accepted Christ as my Savior, I have a personal relationship with him and I love him with all of my heart.
Very well said, Mia. I know the judge loved your answers. And now, Ivy, can you give Zach his final questions?
Wow, is it hot in here or what?
Oh, this will be easy for you. Zach, first, where was Jesus born?
Where was he born? In a hospital?
Hospital.
What? Hospital?
Who was there, Zach?
What?
At Jesus' birth, Zach, who was there?
Doctors, a couple nurses, I guess.
Now tell us, who were the first people to visit him?
I got it. His grandparents.
His grandparents?
Zach, your final question is, what was he wearing?
wearing like something blue.
What?
Zach.
What? Is something wrong? Did I miss an answer?
Well, yes. How could you miss those four easy answers? Oh my, this is astounding.
Miss them? Are you sure?
I think we need to tell you the true facts about the birth of Jesus.
Story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
And she gave birth to her firstborn a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people.
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born.
He is Christ the Lord.
So now do you know the story of Jesus?
Well, yes. God's Son, Jesus, the Savior of the world, was born in a manger.
Yes, not in a hospital room with blue pajamas.
Well, there's something you need to know. I feel horrible now. I've got to be honest. You see, last night after the finals, when I went to pick up my books, I accidentally picked up this envelope with them, and you wouldn't believe what was in it.
The answers!
Well, yes. But I didn't want to look at them. I kind of sort of like, you know, read them. Then I started thinking, maybe I could help out my school. After all, my parents weren't the only ones that lost their jobs.
Well, now, Zach, you do realize that you've broken a lot of rules. And you also realize that this means that you, your team, and your school will have to forfeit.
I know, and I'm sorry. But does my whole school have to be punished for what I did? It's all my fault.
Well, yes, I know that, but we cannot condone your behavior. I mean, I know you're sorry, but, I mean, after all, you cheated.
Wait a minute. Eagles, I'm sure we could share. There's more than enough.
Yeah!
Well, I'll have to talk to the judge. I mean, it's up to him on that decision, not me.
We can forgive Zach. Isn't that the reason Jesus came to Earth? To forgive us?
Yeah, totally.
Nothing says Christmas like forgiveness.
Yeah, totally. That could help us shine.
And it will make us all joyful.
And most importantly, it would honor Jesus.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, I got
about it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
According to the judge, everybody!
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this year's Factor Fiction, the Christmas edition. Our special thanks to each of the contestants who showed us their special, the true facts of Christmas. And the greatest gift of all,
Jesus! Merry Christmas!
And give them another round. Woo! Woo! Yes. All right, they did a great job. We had only one mic issue that I see, and it wasn't supposed to be that way, but you know, it happens. I'm so sorry. I hate that too. Real quick, I just want to tell you guys a couple of things. These kids have done an incredible job these past couple of months. They have learned. They have did exactly what that song said. They have hidden the word in their heart. And they have hidden it there, not just for today, but for their future. Because God has great plans for every single one of them. And that's where they're going to pull that word from, is from in there. And if we don't have it there, we don't have it. There will be a day where you can't get it on a cell phone. You'll be in a crisis and you won't get internet service. There'll be a day you won't have your Bible. And if it's not here, guys, we're in trouble. So get it in. We're trying to fill it in their hearts and get it, and they're working on it. A couple of quick facts about Christmas. I'm not going to keep you guys long, but a couple of quick facts I thought was kind of funny was Alabama was the first state in the United States to officially recognize Christmas. They also won the SEC championship game yesterday. Just saying, they did, but it's okay. It's all good. Go Tigers. Christmas purchases account for 1/6 of all retail sales in the United States. 1/6 just at Christmas. and I saw a lady purchase 1/6 of them on Thanksgiving night. About knocked me down to get some little doll she wanted. Today, this is what we learned. We learned fact and fiction. Webster puts it this way. Fact is something that truly exists or happens, a true piece of information. And fiction is written stories about people and events that are not real. Something that is not true. That is what fiction is. At some point, we've all heard the Christmas story. You know, the one where Mary and Joseph travel by donkey. They go from for their senses to be taken, and Mary's got a baby and in her belly, and she gets there, and immediately she has this baby, and it's a beautiful, calm, clear December night, and the animals are in the barn, and they're all cooing, and life is just great, right? I mean, just her and Joseph, and it's such a romantic scene, and it's just like, yes, that's a fiction, just saying. It's not what the Bible says. Let's look at this. In Luke 2, it says this. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of David because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Those are straight the facts. The fact is that Mary and Joseph traveled because the census required them to. The fact is that Mary had a baby. We do not know if she had the baby that very night that she got there. We do not know if she traveled on a donkey, although I pray she did, 9 months pregnant. I wouldn't want to walk. It was about 70 miles, I think, that they walked. I wouldn't have wanted to walk it. But the Bible doesn't say she rode a donkey. We know this in Isaiah 9:6. It says, "For unto us a son is given." So we do know that he was here. He came. We don't actually think that it was December 25th. It says the shepherds were in the fields tending to their sheep. Typically, the shepherds weren't in their fields in the middle of December watching the flocks all night because of it was cold. So I don't think it was technically December 25th, although that's when we choose to celebrate it. But Christmas is supposed to be perfect. Christmas plays, they're supposed to be perfect. We're not supposed to have a mic accidentally off, right? Everything is supposed to be perfect for Christmas. You see it on TV. It's A Wonderful Life, Christmas with the Cranks, Miracle on 34th Street. Every one of them end the same way, in a perfect scene. Everything in life is just wonderful, right? But that's not what Christmas really is in reality. We end up stressed, tired, depressed. We're running ourselves ragged, trying to reenact a fiction of a movie scene, because that's not the facts. That's not how Christmas really ends up. Like the one part of the Bible story that caught my attention and that I really just want to take a minute and talk about is the innkeeper. Because at times, sadly, I sit back and reflect and I think, wow, could I be the innkeeper? Because my life gets so busy in December. I schedule every day something. And the innkeeper was running busy. It was a frantic, busy time. They had all these people in for a census. And here's the innkeeper. And Mary and Joseph come to his door. And they knock. And he says, "Oh, I don't have room for you. I'm sorry. I don't even have time to talk to you right now because I'm busy. I have a lot going on in life." As close as the innkeeper was to reaching out and holding the Savior of the world, he could have walked right there and picked him up and held him. Instead, he let the busyness of his schedule interfere. How many of us become the innkeeper in December? How many of us fill up our schedules and we forget what we're really celebrating? Because the trees are great, the decorations are beautiful, the songs sound great. The cookies taste amazing. However, if we don't have Jesus we've just become the innkeeper. I don't want to be the innkeeper. 2,000 years ago, a baby was born that changed the world. He brought salvation to a world that was dying. He was perfect. And today, friends, that story has not changed. There's still room for Jesus if you allow him in. Will you allow him in? Or will you shut him out? Your next breath is not promised. And that's not always a fun Christmas message to say. But I will tell you this. I watched the life leave my mother's body in a split second. One breath. She breathed one breath and then she didn't get another. Carrie Avera's stepdad tragically lost his life this past week. He was unaware that he wouldn't get a next breath. You're not promised your next breath. And there is a cold, hard reality of a heaven and a very real hell. And you will make the choice to either be the innkeeper this Christmas and say, I'm sorry, Jesus. You know, I love this season. It's great, but I don't have time for you because I'm busy. You're not guaranteed another breath. Today, I want to take just a quick moment and tell you guys this. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, right? So that we could do what? We could live, right? We could live eternal life. Acts 4:12 says this, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven by which men must be saved. Heaven and hell are real. And it's a drastic choice, and it is a drastic difference. This point, I just want to tell you guys this. Jesus is here. It is Christmas, and he's here. And he wants you. He wants a relationship with you. He wants your heart. He wants your time. He wants your mind. He wants your focus. He will give you back so much more than you could ever sacrifice for him. But let's not forget him in the hustle and bustle of a busy Christmas season. Because that's not what it's about. That's not how it started. It started with Jesus. And if we forget him today, he'll forget us when we get there. And I don't want that to happen. And I'm sure you don't either. So today, if I could get you guys to do this, I just want everybody to bow their heads. Just close your eyes right now. I want to give you guys the opportunity right here. I want to give you your opportunity. You make the choice. I can't make it for you. You're either saying I'll be the innkeeper or I'm not. So you guys, you can't ride the fence here. You're either all in or you're not. There's really no middle road. If you're on the middle road, then you're off because there's really no middle road. You have a choice to make. You're either in or you're not. Where do you stand this Christmas? What's going to happen when you leave here today? Are you going to completely fill up the rest of December and forget the reason that we're even here? I don't want to be the innkeeper. Guys, if you're in here this morning and you say, you know, Lord, that's me. I've done that. Everybody, every head bowed, every eyes closed. Please don't look around. This could be someone's last opportunity. And I really feel on my heart that God is talking to someone in here. I'll be very honest with you. I was up until 4 this morning trying to figure out what to say up here. And I prayed, Lord, I was like, I don't know what to say. And then it hit me and he said, you don't say anything. You get out of my way because I'm already talking. He's been talking to you before you walked in this room, and you know who you are. And I just want to give you the opportunity before you leave. If you're in here and you'd say, that's me, I've become the innkeeper and I want to change it. Just slip your hand up. There's nobody looking around, only me and the Lord. I just want to see your hand. If you're in here and you say, that's me, I just need to change. I see your hand. You can put it down. I see your hands. You can put them down.
there's room. There's room at the cross. There's room in heaven for you. If you raised your hand, if you didn't, but you wanted to, everybody in here, if you could repeat, there's hearts that are being changed. I'll just tell you guys, we've had hands raised. There's hearts being changed. Christians, just pray. They need to make a true commitment today. Everybody in here, just repeat this. Lord, I've come today, and I realize I need you. I need you, Lord, to save me. I need you to forgive me. Come into my life. Thank you for loving me, Jesus. I receive you today as Savior and Lord, and I give my life to you. Lord, write my name in the book of life. Lord, I want to make reservations today in heaven. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, guys. If you raised your hand, I will just tell you this. The Lord saw. And that is the most important. I will be praying for you guys. But if you raised your hand, I would just ask if you would just fill out a card and drop it in one of the boxes so we can connect with you guys and just follow up with you. If you have any prayer needs or anything that you need, please see one of the pastors on staff. We just want to be here to help you guys and help you with the choices that you've made. We're proud of you, but more importantly, there are angels that are rejoicing in heaven right now. All right? Can you guys just give a great big round? I mean, you guys should be on your feet. I mean, he came, he died, he rose again, and it was for you, right? Okay, everybody stand up and shout. Just stand up and give the Lord. Yes. Yes. All right, you guys, we are done, I think. On behalf of KidZone, we just want to say thank you to Paul and Lori and show our appreciation for all the hard work, dedication, faithfulness that they put into this ministry and to each and every one of the kids. So thank you.
Everybody say amen. Amen. All right, we're going to do this. We love you. Thank you. We appreciate the children's ministry and Paul and Lori. Do this. We'd love to have you come up, take your kids and your family members. Come on up to the fellowship hall. We've got some drinks and some eats up there. Everybody say amen today. Would you give the Lord one more good clap offering? God bless you. We'll see you next week.